Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. We install a simple sales framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. If you want more sales in your business as soon as this week, go to factorone.io to learn more. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Esther Celedon. Dr. Esther Celedon, affectionately known as Dr. Easy, is not only a master of making dreams work, but embodies the resilient spirit of a Latina immigrant. Yay, high five. Her rich and diverse background has been the cornerstone of her pioneering work as a life coach, speaker, workshop facilitator, former international diplomat, and scientist. With a commitment to inclusivity, Dr. EZ has made a tangible impact on individuals from varied cultures, bridging gaps across communities, corporations, and countries. Drawing from her unique experiences and insights, she has crafted a transformative formula for balanced success and brilliant productivity, empowering everyone to envision and manifest their limitless life. She is going to share a BizHap about making tough decisions. So Esther, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you. Tell me the tea. What's going on?
Yeah. So yeah, I'm in this process right now of tough decisions. So, you know, we hear so much in businesses that it's about, you know, get all the clients, how to make yourself magnetic and get everything, right? But what happens when you do attract this amazing client that can open all these amazing doors for you, but your intuition is telling you not to do it? And that's the situation that I've been in, that, you know, there's this great client can connect me, has great doors, they can open everything, but it's not in full alignment.
Ooh.
So yeah, it's like one of those where you just kind of know by sitting there that it's just not the right fit. And not only that, but you can't pinpoint it because on paper, it looks great, right? It looks great on your business thing. You're like, they fit the person, they fit the avatar. I can help them. I can give them a solution, but it's not in alignment with me. And one of the things I've had to do is in my life, what I've overcome is I usually stay in things way too long. And I get super excited about opportunities. And I'm like, yes. And I just dive in because I'm like, oh, well, this can do this and this can do that. But because of that lesson, you know, I now listen to my body when it reacts to something, or and I listen to myself when it feels something. And you know, and in that moment, I left there and I'm like, it's not right. And I'm not going to respond right away. I'm going to ask for a couple of days to sit on this decision. And so I've been sitting on it a couple of days and I'm like, I'm not going to move forward because it still doesn't feel, it still have that feeling. And I don't know what that is, but I have to trust it because in the past I had that feeling when I've analyzed what I've overcome and the things that I have gone sour, I've had this feeling from the beginning. So this time I'm actually going to listen to it and not proceed and trust that. You know, the things that I keep on coming in alignment, they keep coming. And the thing is, when the clients that are in alignment with me come, I don't have this feeling.
Yes.
I go and it's great, you know? And so it's trusting yourself and realizing and not having that scarcity mindset that, oh, if I say no to this, nothing else is going to come. That's not true. More is going to come, right? And it's believing in that feeling and that intentionality and trusting like what yourself is telling you what to do and not to rush into decisions.
Oh, wow. That's so awesome. Esther, because, you know, okay, this is from my experience. Sometimes my intuition told me something and I didn't listen to it. And boom, darkness and catastrophe.
Exactly.
But it's when we align with ourselves and we listen to what our body is telling us. Yes, for sure. Maybe you're closing what door that looked very pretty.
Yep.
And maybe what your intuition is telling you that, okay, if you cross that door, that looks pretty, but what's like on the next side, it's not that pretty. If you close it, you're like, oh, but that was so pretty. Well, another door opens. Maybe not right now, maybe tomorrow, in 2 weeks, a better door opens always.
And then you're going to be like, why did I accept this? And why didn't I wait and trust myself? And it's like taking that time to really analyze, like you were saying, the catastrophe. That's the thing. When I actually look back in my past, if when I don't listen to that feeling and I go into it, then I'm later going, why did I do this? Why did I do that? And then it's like, boom, blows up in my face. And it's not really the opportunity, right? It's ignoring that shiny syndrome, right? That we're like, ooh, shiny object, let me go for it without taking the time to really analyze it and listen to ourselves. Yeah. And so the lesson is to listen to yourself, and not be like in scarcity mindset. Because my automatic thing, because I grew up with no money, is to fall back to that, to scarcity and want to grab everything. And I have to stop and be like, you don't need scarcity right now, Esther. You're in a good place in your business. You don't have to say yes to everything. And this was the whole point of creating this, that you get to choose who you work with and who you want to work with, and you don't have to take it all and don't have to do things that are not aligned with you.
And you know, I've noticed that maybe you're not in the position when to say, "Oh, I don't want this." But if you say it, even if you don't feel like you're in the position, better things always come. Has that happened to you?
No, absolutely, right? Even like if I was, even if I thought about it, even if I wasn't in the spot that I am in my business right now where I can say no financially, it's still important to say no, because then you are letting go of better things to come your way that are in full alignment. And yes, of course, what could it bring good money? Could it bring great opportunities? Yes, but could it also drain me, right? Could it also lead Could it also, well, I think it's going to lead me to connections. Maybe not. Right now, I have a great success rate. Maybe this opportunity is not that great, and I'm reading it totally wrong. But we know, like, our body signals us, right? They signal us when things are not safe for us, right? They know, even if our mind intellectually forgets sometimes, but we overcame. Our bodies know.
Your
And it's
body.
like listening to that and exactly moving away from that scarcity of, even if you're in a position where like, man, I really need that business, you have to think there could be a bigger emotional cost to it. And you could be letting go of a better and bigger opportunity by saying yes.
Also, I want to add that well, you mentioned that even if it looks like a great opportunity, it might have a toll on your health emotionally or physically, and that is a non-negotiable.
Exactly. And I remember even like before I had this business and I worked in certain jobs, certain partnerships, I used to have that feeling. And then it was a huge cost, emotional cost. Maybe even the opportunities came, but then I was like, they say in Spanish, lidiando, dealing with, a monster. And then what did I do to myself and my well-being? No, and there's no price to that. There's no price to well-being.
Good stuff. Well, Esther, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Yeah, so I'm on Be Act Change. I help high achievers become trailblazers. So really like helping high achievers with the overthinking, the perfectionism, the people pleasing, kind of going through those voices where I was saying right now in this decision, really move that so they can make that change in the world that they want to make and that impact they want to make and move along that and the roadmap, keep it going, all of that great stuff. So I can be found on Instagram and LinkedIn, and I help individuals, teams, companies, and communities to make their dreams and all their aspirations come true.
Love it. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Esther Celedon, for coming in and sharing her story about making tough decisions. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if your sales are down right now and you can't seem to turn it around, go to factor1.io and let's see if we can slingshot you into momentum. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.